T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hi.
Oh, crap, Sarah, it's Friday.
Is that a problem for you?
No, I just forgot. I didn't have my cowbell ready. You know, we got to
give. How'd you forget? I don't know. Oh, my
Friday.
Gosh.
Such a beautiful day. Oh, man, it's International Beer Day, too. You going to throw back an ice cold one?
No. So last night was soccer practice for one of my stepdaughters, and my husband and I both went because she's learning to drive. And we got a beer and sat in the car and drank the beer while we waited for her to be done.
Well, that's a great idea. Sit in a car and drink a beer.
Well, I mean, like, we were parked and we didn't drive.
How'd you get there in your car if you didn't drive?
She drove.
Oh, that's right. Okay. You know, what's interesting is I found out something that I did not know the other day. Miller Lite has been doing a lot of commercials lately. I don't know if you have seen. They've really been branding them to the state of Texas. They've got the Texas flag in the back. It's like Miller Lite, a true Texas original. And I'm like, true Texas original? Ain't nothing Texas about Miller Lite. And then I did a little research. I found that they've been brewing beer in Miller Lite forever.
Oh,
in Texas? In Fort Worth.
Oh.
Yeah, Fort Worth
Maybe
is a big brewery. From
that.
You should have, being from Dallas. Yeah.
Well, I'm not a Miller Lite person.
Yeah, I'm
like,
not
if
either.
I'm going to choose.
Nah, I definitely
I'm
would not
go
choose.
I'm going to go Coors.
Ugh. Ugh, that's even worse.
No. Between the three, between Bud Light, Miller Lite, and Coors, I'm a Coors girl.
But the Coors, with all due respect to, you know, one of the Coors boys lives here in Austin. He started that, I don't even know if it's still open, but you know that water park out by the airport for
the
surfers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a Coors son that did that. Anyway, Coors is just, ooh. I mean, Coors is what you drink if you want, like if you're mowing your grass.
Hold up.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so what do you prefer, Miller, Coors, or Bud?
None of the above.
No, but that's the thing. Coors Light is the best when it's like super hot in the summer
and
in
it's
Texas,
super cold.
And you just need something refreshing. Nothing better than popping open a Coors Light.
All right. Well, I don't know. I've become less and less a beer person as I've gotten older. But today's International Beer Day, so maybe I'll pop open an ice cold Coors Light while I'm throwing water balloons because it's National Water Balloon Day. Oh, hey.
Oh.
How about that? Good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We can't thank you enough for having us on. Remember, you can listen to us anytime live streaming or on demand on the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
FBI agents reportedly raided YouTube star Jake Paul's Los Angeles mansion. They were trying to investigate why Jake Paul has a mansion.
I'm having an identity crisis, Sarah, because my kids are constantly calling me different things. I go from daddy to dad to sometimes my daughter, who is very capable of calling me daddy, calls me dada because she thinks it's funny. She's not a baby, but she thinks it's cute. And then every once in a while, they'll throw the old, hey, Brad Booker, Brad Booker. I'm like, wait, what? What are you doing calling me Brad Booker? You don't call me by my full name.
Yeah, so, but it is kind of your stage name, so it's a little different because you're on the radio.
Well, that is true. And they hear me on the radio.
Yeah.
So it is a little different. But how do you feel about kids calling their parents by their first name? I've always said mom, but I've recently started calling my mom by her first name, Gail.
Oh, really? When did you make that transition and why?
Well, I don't know. I guess since I had kids, I call her grandma. And I don't know, the whole thing. And I talked to my wife about my mom. And instead of saying my mom or mom, it's just easier to say Gail so she knows exactly what. I don't know. None of it makes sense to me. None of this makes sense. But I don't know if I think it's cute when my kids call me Brad or if it's disrespectful. I guess I don't care.
I think it's the context, right? Like if you're punishing them and they're like, no, Brad, then their butt's going to get kicked.
I don't know. That's kind of funny to me.
Brad Booker.
Why are you calling me by my first name?
Because you are my dad.
Well, why don't you call me Dada or Daddy or Pops or Big Man?
Big Man?
Yeah. Do you call Mama, or do you call her Brianna?
I call her Mama.
Then why do you call me Brad?
Sometimes I call you Dada.
Why do you call me Dada? That sounds like what babies call their dad. Are you a baby?
No.
Okay, so tell me all the things that you call me.
I call you Lemon Juice, Dada, Kizzy, and Zoo.
You're making up words right now. Why are you making up words?
Because.
I need one word for you to call me, all right? So if you were to call me by only one name, what would that be?
Cackle.
Okay, I'm through with you.
That's what I'm calling you.
She sounds like she's 6 months old. She's four.
I know.
Why does she sound so young? Tacos.
Let's taco about it.
Okay.
Let's taco about it.
You know, I can't be mad at her. If there's only one word she's going to use to call me, she's going to call me tacos. And you know what? I'll answer to tacos.
So, by the way, I always called my parents mom and dad. Still do. My mom, my dad. No daddy, no mommy, no mama, no dada. Just mom, dad. And my brother and I both refer to them as that. I would never dare to use their first name. Plus, it just feels so impersonal. Plus, it just makes me all of a sudden feel like I'm old if I call my mom Susan. And I'm not her kid anymore. So I will say this, though. My best friend Alexis started calling my mom Susan post-college. Mm. And I remember it being like this really big moment. And then all of a sudden, like post-college, she just started being like, oh, hey, Susan. And I remember being like, whoa, like what? Whoa, when did you decide to do that? I remember my mom being like, Alexis just called me Susan. Like it was this big moment.
But she's an adult, right? So do you still have to,
yeah.
I guess, where's that boundary? You know?
Well, I still call all my friends' parents Mrs., Miss, or Mr.
You do?
100%. Like if I met you and was at an age where I had to refer to you with a pronoun in front of it, you, like, or whatever those things are called, Mr., Mrs., whatever, then I still do.
Let's talk to Katia. Good morning. How do you feel about kids calling their parents by their first name?
I mean, to me, I think it all depends on the circumstances. My daughter was younger. She used to call me by my first name, and that was because I was a single parent. I didn't have any other kids to call me mom, so she heard everybody call me Katie, and that's what she would call me. But I used it more as an opportunity to teach her what my full name was. In case of emergency, she was able to say what my name was and my telephone number.
So smart. My wife made little laminate cards back in the day with our first and last name and cell phone numbers on it that both of our kids keep in the backpack just in case something were to happen. Jennifer, good morning. How do you feel about kids calling their parents by their first name?
Well, I have to call my mom by her first name.
Why?
Because if not, I say mom about 100 times and she doesn't answer me. And then I say Angela, and then there you go. She's right there.
Good morning, Isabel. What do you think about kids that call their parents by their first name?
Well, my kids know better. They don't call us by our first name. They actually taught from the minute they started speaking that our names were mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And so they've learned that they have to call us mom and dad by, you know, it's respectful out of manners. Mm-hmm. So I feel that a child should call their parents by mom and dad.
So let's role play here real quick. I'm going to be your your kid for a second.
Okay.
All right. Isabel!
No.
Hi, Gracie.
Hi.
So what are your thoughts on kids that call their parents by their first name?
If it's my kid, absolutely not. I don't allow my kid to call me by my first name. But I was also a stepmom for a short period, so I found that that was okay. I didn't expect my stepkids to call me mom because they already have a mom. So they would just call me by my first name, and I thought that was totally cool.
What do you think about kids that are not your own calling their parents by their first name? Does that eke you, or does it not bother you?
Well, my closest friends, sometimes their kids will do that, but it's only just to get their attention because we're in a large group of people, and if they all say mom, we don't know which kid.
Everybody turns around. Yeah.
Last night in Late Night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The sandwich chain Potbelly has added a so-called Potbelly whipped cream treat for dogs to their menu, and your dog might like it now, but just wait till he throws it up later. He's going to love it.
I made the decision last year that I was going to give up alcohol, and it was just a temporary thing. I wasn't sure how long it was going to go for, but my wife is now approaching 1 year sober. I made it a little over 4 months, and it was good.
Is she planning on living the rest of her life sober?
I don't know that she even knows the answer to that question. She's just doing it right now, and she feels good and, you know, has no idea if and when she's ever going to drink again. So I don't know. But right now, although I'm drinking, I'm trying to drink less and really contain it to the weekend. So during the week, I'm trying to just be healthy by eating properly and not having any alcohol. And on the weekends, you know, I'll cheat a little bit and I'll throw back some wine and have a drink or whatever. And I'm doing it all responsibly, of course, because it doesn't matter what kind of booze you drink, knock back enough and you're going to do things you regret. But are different types of drunken behavior associated with different types of alcohol? I've often asked myself that question because people tend to say, oh, girl, you do not want to see me on tequila, or,
oh, yeah, for sure,
whiskey makes me bad. You know, there's even a country song called Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off.
Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
But is it really the alcohol that does these things to you? Or is it just you being drunk? Someone polled 2,000 drinkers and asked what type of alcohol they were drinking when they did stupid stuff. And would you like to know what they found?
Yes.
I'll tell you. Whiskey drinkers get arrested the most. Almost twice as many people said they were drinking whiskey compared to rum in second place. Tequila was third. Don't want to get arrested? Don't drink whiskey. Vodka drinkers are my favorite.
Yeah.
For this reason, because they're most likely to get naked in public. I knew I loved you, vodka drinkers. A third of people who have streaked said that they were drinking vodka when it happened. Maybe it's because it's something younger people do, and they tend to drink more vodka, so I think there is that. You're most likely to get a tattoo after drinking what?
Ooh, Jaeger.
Now, that's funny. No, vodka. 42% of people were drinking it when they got inked up. Rum was next at 21%.
Who drinks rum?
A lot of people do. I like rum.
Is that? I just like don't feel like rum and Cokes are that hot right now at the bars. Well, but maybe they are.
They are, and it makes you want to get a tattoo. You're most likely to set something on fire while drinking what?
Ooh. Setting something, oh, whiskey on the rocks.
No, tequila. Over a third of people who have started a fire while they were drunk said that tequila was the culprit. And tequila also causes the worst hangovers.
Yes.
Followed by vodka, whiskey, rum, and gin. And tequila drinkers have the most blackouts, just under 4 a year on average. Who have the fewest? Scotch drinkers have the fewest.
Whoa. Well,
1.4 a year. And I think it's just because, you know, the type of people that drink scotch,
Scotch people are older
and less likely to indulge, right?
Yeah, right, because scotch is really expensive, so it's not something you're just like throwing back. You're sipping it. You're not just like, hey, let's take 5 shots of scotch tonight.
Right.
No one turns 21 and they're like, line up the scotch shots.
Exactly. You're sipping scotch, typically on a recliner, most likely while you're smoking a cigar.
And hopefully wearing a robe.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Kind of low-key, but Jennifer Garner had been dating a guy named John Miller for about 2 years, and I read that they break up, and I'm like, yeah, here's my chance to get all up in your wallet.
Right,
she does Capital One endorsements. What's in your wallet? So I'm like, hey, what's up, Jennifer Garner? Let me show you what's in my wallet. $22.
I'm just shaking my head. I don't know what you have a whole monologue going on.
Anyway, so I was all excited for whatever reason. And now I find out that she may be dating Bradley Cooper. Wednesday, she was spotted on the beach in Malibu with Bradley. So is Jennifer getting with Bradley? Maybe. But maybe not. She and Bradley have reportedly been friends for almost 20 years since they worked together on the TV show Alias. So maybe this was just platonic. Plus, Bradley had his 3-year-old daughter, Lea Desine, there. Bradley split with her mom, Arena Shake, last year. I will say, although Bradley is in great shape and looks good, I'm taking nothing away from him. He looks like a movie star. But in this picture, he just looks like a dude. You know what I mean? It's amazing in quarantine how these celebrities that we have placed on such a high pedestal as being these glam gods are just regular old people now. You know what I mean? It says something, and I'm not quite sure exactly what it says.
Yeah, and let me just share that I don't think this is a date, and God, I
Who
love
knows?
Her. Let me just say that I love Jennifer Garner because the girl is sitting on a beach in tennis shoes, a skirt, and it looks like a sweater cardigan.
Like a sweater cardigan, yes.
And it's just like, I love it because that is so me. Like, just, you know, everybody else has no clothes on, and Jennifer Garner has all the clothes on.
And can we just talk for a second about how adorable Bradley Cooper's daughter is?
I've seen her faces blurred out, but
it's not
through the blurriness. Really? Oh, you've seen ones without a blurry face?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at her right now. She's gorgeous. I'm looking at a Bradley Cooper fan account that was not blurred out. But I don't know why she wouldn't be gorgeous, because mom is stunning and so is Bradley.
Yeah. Today marks the day if you are in retail. I think you might dread, because today is tax-free weekend through Sunday. So most clothing, footwear, school supplies, backpacks qualify as tax-free as long as they're priced under $100. There are things that also qualify online. As long as they're under $100, you're going to be able to shop online. Tax-free weekend has never been a favorite of mine. I used to work at Abercrombie & Fitch, and the minute the doors opened on tax-free weekend, people would just run in and just start throwing things everywhere like wild animals. I remember I actually had to take myself into the back where I just started sobbing because it was so overwhelming. But
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at your pain, Sarah, but I could totally visualize that.
I know. I remember my manager, he had a man bun, had to come back and like put a hand on my shoulder and be like, do you need a second to just breathe? And I was like, I do. I really do. Why are they so mean? Anyway, experts predict college students and their families will spend a total of $67.7 billion this year, which is up from last year. And I'm like, why? Who needs to get dressed up for school this year? It's all online. Just throw on your pajama pants. But I guess people want to shop. They want an excuse to get out, but do it safely, please. Tax-free weekend starts now.
Along the lines of clothes shopping, I have seen several stories recently that dress clothes may be gone forever. A lot of dress clothing stores like the Men's Warehouse and Brooks Brothers have gone under. A lot of places have, but it makes me wonder, because I certainly have seen the trend of casual wear in the workplace, and it has only gotten more casual during the pandemic. So I wonder if that's just going to be the new thing. I wonder if we're ever going to go back to dressing up at work.
I don't know. I think I'm dressing up tonight. We're going out to dinner as a family. I don't know if it's for my birthday. Maybe it is. Who knows? But I'm going to put a dress on just in case.
Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Garner, are they a thing? Well, we'll find out soon enough. And tax-free weekend on back-to-school supplies and clothing starts right now. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. You can stream us on Amazon Alexa or Google Assistant. Anywhere in your house, you stream music in the Radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
During his speech today in Ohio, he tried to talk about Thailand, but listen to how he pronounced it.
Your foreign competitors moved their factories to prevent a level playing field and to avoid liability, shifting production to Thailand and to Vietnam.
No. To quote my good friend, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Describe your job, but as a crime. Alessia in South Austin, describe what you do for a living, but as a crime. We'll see if we can figure out what it is.
I force people to take a job that everyone in society thinks they can do better, but won't, for a barely livable wage.
Oh, dang. She forces people to take a job that nobody else wants for a barely livable wage.
But everybody thinks they could do it better.
Everybody thinks they could do it better.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
What is it?
Okay, I know it. I got it. Hey. No, maybe I don't. But this is my guess. Somehow you're involved in jury duty selection.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's a good guess.
Thank you.
I think the clincher is that everyone thinks they can do this job better, but they won't.
I guess we give up. You give up, Sarah?
We give up.
All right, what do you do?
I recruit teachers.
Recruit teachers. There it is. I felt like you recruited someone to do something, but man, I'll be honest with you. I have never, nor will I ever, especially now that I am a father, ever feel that I can do it better. Never.
Well, ever. Lots of social media warriors seem to think they could do that job, especially current context, think they can do that job better, but they won't.
Yep.
Isabel in North Austin, tell us what you do for a living, but as a crime.
So I force women to show me their abdomen so I can probe around and show them what's living inside.
Oh, well, this is easy.
Oh, you're a gyno.
We do sonograms.
Yes.
Sarah, why don't you give me some other comments that we got on social media? We'll see if I can figure it out. Pretty good.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Christine, I force people to get out of bed, exercise, and move when they don't want to or are sick. I also cut off their dead flesh.
Cut off their dead flesh? Ooh. Well, I was going to say personal trainer, but what cuts off their dead flesh?
So she works in a hospital,
and
she's an acute physical therapist,
but
also a certified wound specialist.
Wow.
So she not only helps mobilize patients, but she also takes care of open wounds.
All right, tell us what you do, but make it sound like a crime. Here we go, next one.
Barbara, I am an accomplice in cutting people up and putting them back together while they're drugged to sleep. They never see me coming or going. That was so good.
Wow, that's a really good one. Drugged up or asleep. So it has to be like, she has to be like a doctor. Everybody's
she's a
doctor.
Surgical technologist.
Okay.
How about this? John, I lurk around people's homes and sneak in the backyard.
He lurks around people's homes. So he's probably like an appraiser or an inspector of some sort. He's a pool guy. Pool guy. There you go.
Yeah. So Maria, I force microscopic organisms to grow against their will in small dishes, locking them in hot ovens when I'm done with them to kill them.
She's like a research scientist.
Trained microbiologist and lab director.
All right.
Company here in Austin. How about Sonia? I force people to spend an hour telling me their troubles that I may or may not be able to help with.
Yeah. She's a therapist.
Yeah. How about Candace? I slaughter trees, then contort their limbs so people can hang dismembered parts on the walls to look at.
Wait, what the hell? Oh, okay. So she is a, what do you call that when you, a taxidermist.
She slaughters trees.
Okay, hold on. Let me
think
about this.
Contorts their limbs.
Slaughters trees and contorts their limbs.
So people can hang them on the walls to look at.
So people can hang them on the walls.
I think she makes picture frames.
Oh.
Or like wall art. And then finally, Rhiannon, this is my favorite. I shoot people and sometimes hang them.
Oh, that's a good one. I shoot people and sometimes hang them. I would guess that she's a phlebotomist, like she takes blood, but hang them, I don't know, maybe like IVs?
Come on. You're trying way too hard. She's an on-location family photographer. She shoots them and then sometimes hangs their photographs.
Oh, there you go. We go together. My current record is 1,456 wins with 125 losses. This morning, Sarah's going to be rooting for Natalie. Natalie lives in Pflugerville, but makes a commute to Gerald, where she is a receiving manager, where she likes to receive things. She manages all the things being received, Sarah. It's welcome.
Okay, very cool.
Natalie to everybody's favorite game.
Dance, Feast, Booker!
Natalie!
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to play It Can't Be Booker right now. I'm about to leave the room while Sarah throws down 5 pop culture trivia questions. We're going to see how well you do. Okay, I'm not going to be able to hear anything, and I don't know what the questions are. But whenever you're done, I'll be back to answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, good luck.
Okay, he's out of the door. Question number 1. Billy Joe Armstrong, the lead singer for what band? Seems like a pretty cool guy, but if you're not an actual fan, don't ask for a picture with him. He kind of hates that.
Green Day.
So Netflix says that instead of the ta-dum sound over their logo, they almost went with a goat's. Like, bleh. He says it was funny. They thought it was quirky. It was going to be their version of what MGM has. What animal does MGM have when they show their logo?
A lion.
Tom Hanks might play Geppetto in Disney's live action remake of what Disney movie?
Pinocchio.
Megan Fox posted a picture of Machine Gun Kelly and called him an achingly beautiful boy. So her ex, who she has kids with, trolled her by posting pictures of his 3 sons with her, calling them achingly beautiful boys. Who is her ex?
Oh, my God. I can't. What is his name? Brian Austin Green.
Okay. And finally, Ren and Blank might be revived. Comedy Central is reviving the animated show.
Ren and Stimpy. When I was a kid, Ren and Stimpy.
Okay. We'll bring him back in. Okay, let me text him.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, she is my favorite because this has not happened a lot this year. She got all 5 right.
Whoa! Natalie, impressive. All right, I need a perfect score.
If you are not perfect, you lose.
Got to be perfect, Sarah.
Okay. Here we go. Billy Joe Armstrong is the lead singer for what band? Apparently, if you're not an actual fan, don't ask for a picture with him. He kind of hates it.
I like him. Green Day is a band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Netflix says that instead of the tudum sound over their logo, they almost went with a goat's bit. They said it was funny and they thought it was a little quirky. It was their version of what MGM uses when they show their logo. What animal do they use?
They use the lion.
Yes.
And here's what it might have sounded like if Netflix kept the goat.
So weird. I kind of like it.
I think they should do it.
I love it. Okay. Tom Hanks might play Geppetto in Disney's live-action remake of what film?
Pinocchio.
Have you ever seen it?
Yes. Oh, I have kids.
Do you like it?
Sure.
Well, I don't know if they watch Pinocchio. Yeah. That's old school.
Do I like it? Yeah, I like it. It's fine.
Okay. Do they like it?
They never talk about it, ever.
Yeah, I really don't think Pinocchio is, like, hot these days.
No.
But maybe the remake will be good.
Maybe.
Megan Fox posted a picture of Machine Gun Kelly and called him an achingly beautiful boy. So her ex, who she has kids with, trolled her by posting pictures of his 3 sons with her, calling them achingly beautiful boys. Who is her ex?
Wow, that's good. Brian Austin Green.
Yeah. Finally, Ren and Blank is being revived.
It Stimpy.
Was on for... Yes.
Look at that. We both got 5 out of 5, Natalie. Yeah.
It's not that exciting.
Congratulations. You did as good as it gets, but fortunately, so did I, which means, unfortunately for you, you didn't beat me.
This is Natalie from Pflugerville, and he didn't beat me.
All right. He didn't. She won't even use my name, Sarah. Because we all want to know what everybody else does for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. Coming up, it's Share Your Salary. We're going to talk to Mindy in South Austin. She is a registered nurse. Nurse is getting the love that they deserve right now, and we're going to find out exactly how much they are, I should say, underpaid. Mindy and Share Your Salary in just a minute on Mix 94.7 or streaming anywhere you want to listen to us on the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The owners of popular dating app Tinder announced yesterday that the matchmaking platform saw an 18% increase in subscribers last quarter, even though everyone in the app now responds to, "What are you wearing?" with the same answer, "Sweatpants." I'm wearing sweatpants.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask it till now. Y'all, it's time once again for Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Share your salary.
Share your salary.
Share Your Salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Amber from Georgetown makes $65,000 a year as a personal shopper.
Nice.
On the phone with us now is Mindy, who lives in Central Austin. Good morning, Mindy.
Hey.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Mindy. We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. Mindy is a registered nurse, also known as an RN. Let's do this. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Mindy, we're going to ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we're going to play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you're going to tell everybody. So simple. You ready?
Ready.
All right. First of all, before we get to anything, just want to say thank you for being our hero on the front line.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, here we go. How long have you been a nurse?
12 years.
It's a long time. Hmm. You work at a major hospital?
I do.
Wow, this is going well.
All right. What are your hours?
Okay.
So I am Monday through Friday, 8-hour shift.
Oh, okay.
They rotate.
Yes.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, no more 12-hour shifts.
And oh, it's no
oh,
more.
Good.
Do you work in the ER or do you have a specialty? You work with specific types of patients?
I do not work in the ER, although my specialty is with cardiac patients.
Ooh.
All right.
And I do work in a procedural area, so we prep and recover cardiac procedures.
I bet you have a big heart. Any...
Dude.
Oh, that's seriously? Good. Do you get any, like, bonuses or anything?
No, unfortunately not. I wish. Mm.
All right. I kind of know.
You
I
do.
Mean, it's more than we think because the word cardiac, it sounds a lot more intense. You know what I mean?
But do you,
oh,
so you think
job,
that makes a,
Alex?
You think well, yeah, but you think that makes a difference in her salary?
Yeah, I imagine doctors that are working on hearts, or people that work at the heart hospital, make more money than just say a regular family practice doctor. So I'm imagining it goes the same with the nurse.
Do you feel like a cardiac surgeon makes more than like an orthopedic surgeon?
I just said that. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, mm-hmm.
It's not exactly what you just said.
Family practice. I mean, I think
it's not family practice.
I think it trumps orthopedic, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. If your heart's not beating, you're not alive.
Yeah.
I'm going to back Alex up that I think that...
So you feel like doctor's compensation is based on the vitality of the organs?
I do. Call me stupid. I don't care, but I mean, that's what I think.
I'm not going to call you stupid because I don't know the answer to that. But
I would think so.
Okay, we're going to ask that.
I'll back Alex up. I think that depending on what type of doctor you are, you make more money. Like neurosurgeons, I think, make the most money.
Is that brain?
Yep.
Okay.
That brain. In itself is funny. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get the answer to that question in just a second. And in the meantime, text your guess right now. How much do you think Mindy the RN makes? Let us know. 51993. Text your guess to 51993. Alex is going to use one of those text messages, okay? Be sure to put your name and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guess to 51993. We're going to find out in 3 minutes when Mindy shares her salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Mindy. Mindy is an RN. And what else do we learn, Sarah?
She's been a nurse for 12 years. She works at a major hospital. She works 8-hour shifts Monday through Friday. She does not get bonuses. She does not work in the ER, but she is in the specialty of the cardiac thing, and she helps with prep. And as Booker said, she has a big heart.
Okay, great.
Oh, man.
Good thing we're not operating on anybody.
That's
seriously
true.
So, Mindy, the big question that we had just moments ago was, do doctors make more based upon how important the organ is?
You know, that I do not have a definitive answer to. I would guess possibly. Neurocardiac, I would think maybe they make a little bit more.
Okay. So here we go. Let's all go around the room and take our guess as to how much Mindy makes for a living. Alex Franco, you first, please.
Stephanie sent us a text of 51993 saying that she moved to Texas specifically because they pay more to nurses. She is making $83,000 a year.
Wow.
She doesn't say where she came from, but she makes $83,000 a year. So I don't know how long Stephanie's been doing it, but 12 years, I'm just going to tack on $5,000. So $88,000, I'm saying for Mindy.
Sarah?
I'm going to say $75,000.
So you said that she moved here because they pay more, but I have heard just the opposite.
I'm wondering where Stephanie moved from.
Well, yeah, like if she moved here from McAllen, then okay, I believe that Austin pays more.
Well, she said the state of Texas, so she was clearly out of state.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what state she's in.
Well, if she moved here from Bozeman, Montana, then okay, that I can understand. But I don't know that Austin is compensatory for other cities this size.
Well, I don't know. Bozeman, Montana, there's such short few nurses. Maybe you get paid more.
Maybe. 68 is my guess. So I say 68. 68.
We got Sarah? This covered.
75,000.
I say 68. Sarah says 75. Alex is going to go with the guess of 80. What? 8?
88. I'm 88. Thinking 88, where Stephanie helped me by texting and saying 85. So we got this covered. We got it. One of us has it.
All right, Mindy. What is that number? How much are you making every single year?
69,000.
Well, I was right. Wait, that was me, right? I was right there on the money?
Yep.
Yeah.
You were, you were the closest, man.
All right. Yeah.
That's good. I mean, dang.
So what is the salary for nurses in Austin? High or low based on the average?
Low. I've traveled a lot in my 12 years experience, and Austin is definitely the lowest paying city in the entire state of Texas.
And I believe that is just because people love Austin. They want to live here, so they don't have to pay people as much, right?
There you go, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that sucks.
Hey, by the way, Stephanie just sent me a text back. She was in Iowa. That's why she was getting way less than Texas.
All right. Well, thank you again for everything you do. We cannot even begin to show our immense gratitude for the sacrifice that you're making now and always. So thank you, Mindy, and thank you for sharing your salary. Remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text SALARY to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.